This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Where some people see blight and economic decline, others see potential, as the case in Birmingham's Woodlawn neighborhood, where a partnership between the high school there, the Woodlawn Foundation, and the Nature Conservancy is transforming vacant lots into lush landscapes. Students are doing most of the work, and that's by design, as WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
Okay. All right, and then once we've done that, then you can go back in with your shovel, whatever else we're using.
In the flight path of Birmingham's airport, right next to busy railroad tracks, about a dozen people are planting fruit trees in an abandoned lot.
With the pine bark.
Yeah, so like we didn't. You
guys, they're environmental science students at nearby Woodlawn High School. Junior Jarek Hamilton pretty much does it all.
Anything from setting up irrigation to harvesting different crops and delivering to teachers.
So you're really into this?
Yes, sir, I am.
How'd you get into this? How'd you discover it?
My fifth grade teacher, he kind of wheeled me in.
You're getting too excited.
That fifth grade teacher, Scotty Feltman, now teaches environmental science and farming at Woodlawn High School. Today, he and his students are planting apples, persimmons, and pears. He says when kids get their hands dirty and put plants into the ground, they begin noticing the living world around them.
We don't always do that. We're always really occupied with who's calling us or the text. And you know, for our students to see that there's a lot of really neat things that happen around them every day, that's really rewarding for me.
For junior Adia Gardner, too.
It's fun. And then you get to eat it. It's awesome. And it's just, I don't know, it's just good to come out and, like, actually know where our food is coming from.
You want to do a bushy or a long one?
I want to do a long one.
Okay.
Students in this pilot program have already made a woodland park and a meadow for flowers and pollinators. They've also made an absorbent rain garden to filter water, prevent runoff, and reduce pest-attracting puddles. The nonprofit Woodlawn Foundation provided the lots. Francesca Gross is with the Nature Conservancy, which is leading the project.
We are working on growing new conservationists. It's just a delight to have these kids out here working in their own neighborhood and seeing how we can transform vacant land into something that's beautiful and useful and something they built with their own hands.
Jarek Hamilton and his classmates hope residents will also take more pride in the area and even bond over it.
If we planning and doing things together that's beneficial to all of us, I feel like it could bring us closer.
The kids are having fun and learning science, conservation, and design. There's also the lure of future sweet, free, local snacks.
Hopefully, my senior year, I will be able to try an apple that I planted.
Do you have any questions?
Before I leave, I ask Jarek if there's anything else he thinks people should know about the program.
It's for them. I mean, anybody can come and hopefully 2 years from now, grab a pear or an apple and see that Woodlawn is growing as a community.
For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.